for man is always self-imprisoned or self-freed. If you, the reader, will give up all your former beliefs in a God apart from yourself, and claim God as your awareness of being, as Jesus and the prophets did, you will transform your world with the realization that I and my Father are one. This statement, I and my Father are one, but my Father is greater than I, seems very confusing, but if interpreted in the light of what we have just said concerning the identity of God, you will find it very revealing. Consciousness, being God, is as Father. The thing that you are conscious of being is the Son, bearing witness of his Father. It is like the conceiver and its conceptions. The conceiver is ever greater than his conceptions, yet ever remains one with his conception. For instance, before you are conscious of being man, you are first conscious of being. Then you become conscious of being man. Yet you remain as conceiver, greater than your conception man. Jesus discovered this glorious truth and declared himself to be one with God, not a God that man had fashioned, for he never recognized such a God. He said, if any man should ever come saying, look here or look there, believe them not, for the kingdom of God is within you. Heaven is within you. Therefore, when it is recorded that he went unto his Father, it is telling you that he rose in consciousness to the point where he was just conscious of being, thus transcending the limitation of his present conception of himself, called Jesus. In the awareness of being, all things are possible, he said, you shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. This is his decreeing, rising in consciousness to the naturalness of being the thing desired, as he expressed it, and I, if I be lifted up, I shall draw all men unto me. If I be lifted up in consciousness to the naturalness of the thing desired, I will draw the manifestation of that desire unto me. For he states, no man comes unto me save the Father within me draws him, and I and my Father are one. Therefore, consciousness is the Father that is drawing the manifestation of life unto you. You are, at this moment, drawing into your world that which you are now conscious of being. Now you can see what is meant by, you must be born again. If you are dissatisfied with your present expression in life, the only way to change it is to take your attention away from that which seems so real to you and rise in consciousness to that which you desire to be. You cannot serve two masters. Therefore, to take your attention from one state of consciousness and place it upon another is to die to one and live to the other. The question, whom do you say that I am? Is not addressed to a man called Peter, but one called Jesus. This is the eternal question addressed to oneself by one's true being. In other words, whom do you say that you are? For your conviction of yourself, your opinion of yourself will determine your expression in life. He states, you believe in God, believe also in me. In other words, it is the me within you that is this God. Praying, then, is seen to be recognizing yourself to be that which you now desire, rather than its accepting form of petitioning a God that does not exist for that which you now desire. So can't you see why the millions of prayers are unanswered? Men pray to a God that does not exist. For instance, to be conscious of being poor and to pray to a God for riches is to be rewarded with that which you are conscious of being, which is poverty. Prayers to be successful must be claiming rather than begging. So if you would pray for riches, turn from your picture of poverty by denying the very evidence of your senses and assume the nature of being wealthy. We are told, when you pray, go within secret and shut the door, and that which your Father sees in secret, with that will he reward you openly. We have identified the Father to be the awareness of being. We have also identified the door to be the awareness of being. So shutting the door is shutting out that which I am now aware of being and claiming myself to be that which I desire to be. The very moment my claim is established to the point of conviction, that moment I begin to draw unto myself the evidence of my claim. Do not question the how of these things appearing, for no man knows that way. That is, no manifestation knows how the thing desired will appear.